Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem is with us. And real quickly, before we do the news here, let me just ask the audience for a little help here, and then we'll press on. My wife was driving one of my two cars. We're a two-car family. And slid into a pole in a parking structure. And I'd like to take it to a great body shop. Mm. However, I can't seem to find one. Every experience I've had in the past with body shops has been miserable. So here's the deal I'm going to make the audience. If you know of a good one, or if you work at one, email us. I'll pay for it. I'm not looking for a discount or anything. I'm looking for a great body shop. And if you do a great job, I'll talk about how great it was on the air. But if you do a crappy job, I'll talk about that as well. All right? There's the deal.
That's fair.
I'll pay for the work. It doesn't matter.
Where do they email you?
Got a couple of bucks. ConwayShow@gmail.com. ConwayShow@gmail.com. That's the challenge. And if you're up for it, you think you got a great body shop, and it does great, good work. And again, I'm paying for it. I'm not looking to save any dough here. ConwayShow@gmail.com. ConwayShow@gmail.com. All right, folks, it's 9 o'clock, and we are a little after 9. Oh, geez, almost 5 after 9. Look at that. Time flies when Kasem's here.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
And we're looking to do the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom.
Tuesday.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Is Newsday.
All right, Gina Grad.
Hey, Tim, remember last Tuesday how I said that never gets old?
Yeah, it's getting old, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah. All right, what's happening in the news, baby?
Well, as you may now know, Don Imus is in hot water again.
Uh-oh.
Yes, the controversial radio personality made yet another racially insensitive remark regarding the trouble that cornerback Pac-Man Jones got into recently. And in case you missed it, we can play that for you real fast.
All right, here we go. Pac-Man Jones plays for Tennessee or the Dallases. I don't know who he plays for.
He's been arrested 6 times since being drafted by Tennessee in 2005.
What? What color is he?
He's African-American.
Oh, well, okay, there you go. Now we know.
Jesus Christ. On the surface, that sounds unusual.
It sounds, but are you going to play the entire... You have to kind of play the entire show to see why he made that comment. Well, yeah. Well, we don't have to, because he made a statement about telling us why he said it.
He did.
There yes, we go. Imus gave a short press conference stating that this time his comments were really taken out of context. And if anything, he was outraged on behalf of the African-American community.
Ah.
And we have a little audio of that.
All right. Now, where's the big apology going to happen? At Rutgers? Are they going to do it at Tennessee?
I think they're just going to fly everyone back to New Jersey. Yeah.
There we go.
They should fly everyone into Rutgers once a year for Don Imus's list of apologies.
That would be great.
Okay.
It's sell out a stadium.
Here's Don Imus again, and being misunderstood, evidently.
What people should be outraged about is that they arrest blacks for no reason. They shoot blacks for no reason. And I know there's some people want to get me, but this you're not going to get me for this is ridiculous.
Oh boy,
I'm going to have to agree with him. You know, his producer is black. The woman on the show is black, and the man that's a sidekick on the show is black. And if people were actually listening to the whole show, it made sense that he said that, because they were talking about that in the beginning of the show. I mean, I read the article in, I think it was the LA Times. So I'm going to defend him on this one. What he said before, whatever. I didn't think it was fair, but I didn't think it was also fair to fire him. So I think this is ridiculous. It's the Second Amendment. If you don't like what the guy says, turn the channel. It's that simple. Thank God for our Second Amendment. Thank God that we have people. Sorry. You know what? I'm the caller that you would hang up on. I'm going to shut up now.
There you go.
You know who doesn't apologize? Al Sharpton.
Oh, man.
He was not far away from this as he released an anti-Imus statement to the press, asking the I-Man for a little more clarity.
Oh, come on.
These guys should go on the road together.
Mm.
Would you love to see these two in Vegas doing a show?
Yeah. Like maybe a vaudeville act with like a barbershop quartet hat and a striped jacket.
Al and Don, live at Caesar's Palace. All right, here we go.
It's clear that he brought up race and referred to race in some form in a stereotypical context. No one can question that we at least had a right to ask for clarity.
Mm.
Right. You know, I heard at one point they were thinking of doing a show together. Now, that would have been a show I would have listened to. Really, two clowns.
I'd like to see that in person, though. you know, these two guys on stage, Al Sharpton and Don Imus.
It'd be hilarious. But think about that. A radio show that you could tune into every day.
But wouldn't you go to see this? Let's say you're in Vegas, and it's Don Imus and Al Sharpton and the White Tigers. And they just whip White Tigers for an hour and a half. And call each other racial terms.
No impressions.
I gotta see that for sure. Right, way over like Barry Manilow. Yeah, they just one tiger comes out, and then Don calls Al, you know, racial term. Then Al blasts away at Don, and these tigers are running around.
Does Celine Dion have anything to do with this?
Yeah,
she gonna sing at the side of the stage.
All right. What else is happening in the news there, Gina Gray?
Well, Motley Crue is back on the talk show circuit, plugging their upcoming tour that kicks off next month. The rock band showed up on Greta Von Susteren's show talking about their tour. And yeah. And some of the members of Motley Crue got a little fresh with Greta.
Oh,
we have some audio of this.
Ah. Hey, Greta.
I think you can get one.
Yeah.
Greta.
Yes.
What color panties are you wearing?
Moving right along, gentlemen. Always nice to see you. Nikki, see if you can't bring some other friends next time. Anyway, thank you, Motley Crue.
She didn't like that. Kind of underwear are you wearing, baby? What size?
Wow.
She didn't like that at all.
Hey, you know what? That's what you're going to get when you put these guys on the show.
What did she think she was putting on? You know, Pat Robertson? Or, you know, she's putting on these crazy rock stars.
That was...
They're fine.
Yeah.
But listen how pissed she was.
Hey, Greta.
I think you can get one.
Yeah.
Greta.
Yes.
What color panties are you wearing?
That was Tommy Lee.
Moving right along, gentlemen. Always nice to see you. Nikki, see if you can...
You know what? She probably acted like she was offended by it. But as she was driving home, she was probably like...
Smiling.
Wow, yeah.
Dear Diary.
That's pretty cool.
The craziest thing happened today.
All right, anything else going on in the news, Gina Graham?
Yes, well, as you also may know, legendary comedian George Carlin died over the weekend due to heart failure. And Jerry Seinfeld went on Larry King Live to talk about how much Carlin will be missed. And we have a clip of Jerry reflecting on how George will be remembered.
All right, Jerry Seinfeld going back on Larry King after Larry King wildly insulted him last time.
How are we going to remember George Carlin, Jer?
I think comedians will remember him for the volume of quality material that he did. There's a lot of great comedians that, I don't know, maybe they wrote an hour or two. This guy did 14 HBO specials. 14. I've done two. And, you know, I mean, very few comedians do more than three or four. I mean, plus the books. And, I mean, he was a very dedicated... energetic, incredibly fertile person. I don't think we'll ever see someone who in their lifetime creates as much comedy as this man did. He's absolutely one of the untouchable giants of stand-up comedy.
Wow. Huge compliment.
Yeah, totally.
I'm surprised he went back on that show after Larry King insulted
him. What'd he say?
No, here's what he said. It's unbelievable.
And they put us on Thursday. We went from 58 to 4. In 1 week. And that was it. And then we started doing better than Cheers. And then I don't know how it happened.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
Is this still CNN? Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also. But, yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry. Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last episode.
Were you? Don't take it so bad.
Well, that's a big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Jeez.
B-movie opens.
And yes, at the end of...
Can we get a resume in here?
That's a great point.
We'll be right back.
A bio he can go over.
Can we get a resume in here that Larry can go over?
I love how quick he is. Just the improvisational skill that guy has.
Classic.
Just bam, right there.
Just
love
smoked
it.
Him. All right, anything else going on in the news, Gina Graham?
Yes, well, lastly, in basketball news, the friction continues between Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant.
Uh-oh.
Shaq got on the microphone at a New York club recently and had some choice words for Kobe, and we are lucky enough to have some of this audio.
I thought that was over. I guess it continues,
oh, no.
huh? All right, here we go. It's Shaq rapping about Kobe.
Check it. You know how I be. Last week, Kobe couldn't do without me. You know how I be. Last week, Kobe couldn't do without me. I call myself big, but I'm not as good as Biggie. I call myself big because I live next to Diddy. Excuse me, Diddy lived next to me. So in the hood, dog, I feel like B.I.G. Because if Biggie was still here, he would be right there on Star Island in the mansion somewhere chilling, sitting on about half a billion. Because me and Guns combined, shit, that's half a billion. For real, dog. Now that's B.I.G. Ain't nobody in the world do it bigger than me. That's like a white boy trying to be more nigga than me. That's like a homeless cat having more figures than me. That's like Patrick Ewing having more rings than me. That's like rappers having car strip things than me. That's like you saying to yourself you're better than me. That's like Kareem saying to himself he's better than me. Now stop, think about that. It ain't about that. It's about B.I.G. aka Big Shaq. Now that's the difference between first and last place. Kobe, nigga, tell me how my ass tastes. Okay, Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes. Okay, everybody, Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes. I'm a horse. Kobe ratted me out. That's why I'm getting divorced. He said Shaq gave a meal. I don't do that.
All right, I think we get it.
He can't rap.
Thank God he can play basketball.
I thought he was going to be the next Dr. Seuss. Going to the children's book.
You know, they stripped him of his badge down in...
They
gave him a badge down there.
Why'd they do that?
Because of this controversy and what he was saying in the song and what he said about Kobe. They took his badge away.
That sucks. Yeah. All right, anything else going on in the news there, Gina Greg?
Was that not enough, Tim?
Well, I've heard that before.
You could keep talking.
That's what's happening.
All right. The news with Gina Grad, everyone.
I love
the news
voice.
With Gina Grad.
See you next Newsday.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you at least 4.5 back.
Yeah, look at that. All right, folks. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Let's take a quick break and come back with our special guest. You're not going to believe what this man coming on the show is about to do. It's going to make your crazy life feel insignificant compared to the feat he's about to take on. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem's with us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. We'll do it live!